USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, this week, we're seeing cracks starting to form in the Democratic leader's stone wall.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's optimistic that a new coronavirus stimulus package can be done before everyone heads home for Christmas. The Kentucky Republican continues.
We need to put partisanship aside and get more bipartisan, targeted coronavirus relief out to the American people.
Georgia's Secretary of State says it looks like all the counties will make tonight's midnight deadline for the recount. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying the recount isn't exposing any big issues.
We have seen no substantial changes to the results from any counties so far, and that's what we expected.
Raffensperger also saying interest in January 5th runoff election is very high. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our Up and Running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
Coronavirus Task Force member and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is giving Americans hope that life as we know it could return next year.
They get vaccinated through April, May, and June. You can get back to normal, or at least approaching close to normal, as you get into the late summer and early fall.
Regarding the safety of a vaccine and if he would be vaccinated, Fauci says,
when the FDA approves a vaccine, I, when my turn comes up, will definitely get vaccinated, and I will recommend to my family that they get vaccinated.
Former President Barack Obama says Democratic candidates lose support when they endorse what he calls snappy slogans such as defund the police. Obama making the comments to the political website Axios. They echo comments made by House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who said last month that Democrats lost several seats in the House because of the defund police debate. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says he may veto a bill.
President Trump has threatened to veto a defense policy measure unless Congress repeals protections for social media companies. In a tweet Tuesday night, Trump threatened to veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless a repeal of Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act was attached. The measure shields companies against liability for content posted on their sites. The president has maintained for months that social media sites like Facebook and Twitter were biased against conservative users. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story with reaction to what President Trump said, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes
Section 230 dates back to the very dawn of the internet in the 1990s when these companies were very small, very fragile startups, and we wanted to establish America as the world leader in the internet. That's not the case now. Some of these companies are the biggest and most powerful corporations in the history of the world. They don't just control, for instance, the flow of oil the way Standard Oil once did. They control the flow of information. Look what's happening in those Georgia races. Some of these companies are still prohibiting election ads on their platforms now that more than a month after the last election. That's in part because they don't want Republicans reaching people across the state of Georgia. That's why we need to get rid of Section 230.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.